under the Ghana Tourism Arts and Culture Sector Improvement Project, the World Bank, with this 50 million grant, intends to support the ministry and its agencies to strengthen its institutions and stakeholders to improve sector productivity for job creation. Most importantly, to empower women and youth across all sectors, as well as to enhance overall domestic foreign tourist experience. We intend to support reforms in the Ghana Tourism Strategy and Sector Development Implementation Roadmap. We will focus on fostering intersectoral stakeholder linkages and efforts and coordination. The one that I love most, capacity building to create skilled workforce in the hospitality, tourism, and the creative arts sector. Facilitate beach sanitation and commercialization as a tourist attraction. Beach sanitation is very key because we are competing with countries in the sector, and our sanitation challenge is actually a turnoff. That is why His Excellency has set up a standalone Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources to focus on revamping and also changing the attitude. What have we done in that arena? I actually was hoping Mr. Kojofosu, aka Daddy Lumba, would be here. As part of his tourism ambassador deliverables, he chose to fight against sanitation, and he's working on the Say No to Open Defecation campaign. He's going to do a massive concert, not only in Accra, but in certain selected regions. He's going to launch his car stickers, badges, a host of marketing to support the tourism ministry to fight the menace of beach and unsanitary behaviors. Support micro and small scale enterprises within the sector for job creation, with a lot of emphasis on women and youth.
Madam Afeku outlined projects earmarked for this year to be undertaken from its budget.
The ministry took the decision to set up Ghana Paragliding School to train local pilots. I'm happy to report that the training of Ghanaians, 11 of them so far, who will initially fly as solo pilots, has begun. The first ever industry customer care call center, where tourists will have a toll-free number to call us and ask, where is Boti Falls? How do I get there? How much does it cost? We have set up a customer call center to meet these questions and innocent information requests. Highway rest stop. This nation does not have many to boast of. And when you're traveling, you see our people, both tourists and ourselves, stopping by the roadside and doing the needful, which is really an eyesore. So GTA has already embarked on the highway rest stops project. The first of such eco-friendly highway rest stops will commence soon at Gomwa Asin between Apam Junction and Makasim. Other areas that have been earmarked by the GTA is Akona Junction in Western Region, Asin Manson in Central Region, and between Kintampo and Tamale in the Prongahafo and the Northern Region. The Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, perennially, it always had the lowest budget. Our first year budget, which was 43 million, that's the budget. We don't get all of that. You get about 38%. We jumped up from 43 to 75. And this year, because we have had our first month of the year doing our press brief, I'm sure they are listening. They will take us very serious and release all our allocation so we can complete these wonderful and laudable projects.
Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Catherine Ablema Afeku.